AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden will announce later today new efforts to stem a rising national tide of violent crime as administration officials brace for what could be a turbulent summer. The president's plan focuses on addressing gun violence, providing money to cities that need more police, and offering community support. President Biden spoke at the funeral in Washington, D.C. for former Virginia Senator John Warner.
In the battle for the soul of America today, John Warner is a reminder of what we can do when we come together as one nation.
The president said John Warner gave his best to America. The Russian military says one of its warplanes in the Black Sea fired warning shots, and a warplane dropped bombs to force a British destroyer away from an area near Crimea that Russia claims as its territorial waters. Britain denies that account and insisted its ship wasn't fired upon. The Supreme Court ruled when police officers are pursuing someone suspected of a misdemeanor, a less serious crime, they cannot always enter a home without a warrant if a suspect enters. Also from the Supreme Court, the justices sided with a former high school cheerleader in Pennsylvania over free speech. Brandi Levy did not make her school's varsity cheerleading team. On Snapchat, Levy vented, using curse words and a raised middle finger.
I was a 14-year-old kid. I was upset. I was angry. Every 14-year-old kid speaks like that at one point.
Levy was not in school at the time, but was suspended from junior varsity cheerleading activities for a year. Justice Stephen Breyer ruled the suspension violated Levy's First Amendment rights. The Supreme Court ruled the structure of the agency that oversees mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac violates separation of powers principles in the Constitution. Early gains on Wall Street so far have faded away, but the S&P 500 reached a record high. This is AP News. A new poll on the Middle East finds about half of Democrats want the U.S. to do more to help the Palestinians.
The poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research finds differences within both Democratic and Republican parties on the U.S. approach toward Israel and the Palestinians, with liberal Democrats wanting more support for the Palestinians and conservative Republicans seeking even greater support for the Israelis. Overall, the poll shows 29% of Americans say the U.S. is too supportive of the Israelis, 30% say it's not supportive enough, and 36% say it's about right. In its approach toward the Palestinians, 25% say the U.S. is too supportive, 32% say it's not supportive enough, 37% say it's about right. I'm Julie Walker.
Japanese soccer player Kumi Yokoyama said they are transgender, a revelation praised in the U.S. where they play in the National Women's Soccer League, but an identity not legally recognized in Japan. Ed Donahue, AP News.